Hey, you sexy social marketing chicks! Here's the million-dollar question.
How do network marketing ladies like us grow our businesses without being spammy AF and still find time to be a mom, a wife, an entrepreneur, aka all the things? That's what this podcast is going to answer. At 29, I was able to leave my full-time teaching job. And at 30, I hit the top 1% of my company. And now I'm here to give you a no BS training so that you can break through your plateau and blow up this industry like a boss. I'm Tracy Loggard, and you're tuning into me, that social marketing chick. Hello, hello, you beauts. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Guys, we are rocking and rolling with this podcast, man. I'm so glad you guys are digging it. I've already gotten screenshots, all the things. I'm super excited. Guys, I am talking about today something that comes up so frequently with people that I coach, people in my coaching group, which, by the way, if you're not in that, it's called Those Social Marketing Chicks. It's a free group, guys. I just do trainings in there, pour into you guys, all the things. If you want to be in there, search it on Facebook. Check the show notes. There's a link to it. You can hop right in. Like I said, it's free 99. But the people that I coach, I typically hear this so often that they feel like they cannot share their business because they don't have a success story yet. They can't share about anything about their opportunity or their business or any of that kind of stuff because they haven't done anything yet. Guys, I'm going to tell you straight up, that's a whole lot of bullshit. If I'm being perfectly honest, guys, that is nonsense. That is a story that you are telling yourself. And this training that I did, basically, I tell you why that mindset is keeping you stuck and how you can talk about your business, whether or not you've had a success story yet, okay? Every single person starts at zero, all right? So stop stopping yourself based on this idea that you have to have a success story before you get started, because it's just not true, okay? I'm going to drop this training. I hope you enjoy it. If you get value from this, screenshot this, share it in your Instagram stories, tag me in it, at Tracy is healthy-ish, and I'll give you a little shout out on my page. I love these guys. I love whenever you guys let me know that you're getting value from this. So screenshot it. Also, you can go to the iTunes. You go to iTunes, leave it a 5-star review, leave a little blurb there, and that's also going to get you entered to be that social marketing chick of the week and be entered to win $50 cash. Super excited about this, guys. This training is going to be amazing. I'm going to drop it in here now. Enjoy. Good stuff today. And I thought this was a really good teachable moment. So I was doing a coaching call with a person on my team, and she mentioned something. She said, I can't share the business, or I don't feel comfortable sharing the business because I haven't had any success. I want you I'm going to say it again. I want you to listen to this. And I also want you to drop a one in the comments if you think this. I can't share my business because I don't have any success. Okay? Drop a one in the comments if you think that, if you have said that. Guys, because this is turning out to be a pretty common thing I'm finding out. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Tabitha. Hello, Morgan. Hello, Melissa. Hello, you guys. Yes. I already see some ones. Yeah. I can't share my business because I have not had any success. Guys, I'm going to tell you right now. That kind of mindset is already shooting yourself in the ass before you even get started. Okay? Especially with this business, especially if you're in network marketing, social selling, direct sales, or really in any online business, in anything that you do, if you think that you cannot go run for it and share it because you have not had success yet, guys, you're going about it ass backwards, okay? And please understand that I'm telling you all of this with love. I don't care if I've never met you before in my life. I love you and I want you to be successful. But you got to understand that mindset, this right here, 95% of your business.
what's going on right here. And if you think that you cannot share your business because you haven't had success yet, guys, you are shooting yourself in your own ass before you even get started. Because how are you going to see success if you don't tell anybody what you're doing? If you don't talk about what's exciting you right now? If you don't share the thing that you are diving into that is going to be the vehicle that is going to change your life? How can you see success if you don't share that with anybody? Guys, everybody starts at zero. I don't care if you are a top leader in this industry. I don't care if you're a millionaire. Every single one of us, every single person starts at zero. Now, what you do when you start, that is what is going to take you where you need to go. Okay? But this mindset of, I can't talk about it because I haven't had any success yet. Guys, this fake it till you make it bullshit, I'm going to call it what it is. Fake it till you make it is, that's a bunch of malarkey. Okay? I don't believe in fake it till you make it. I understand the concept of it and I get why people say that, because you need to step into that successful person that you want to be, step into your higher self. I get that. But what I don't want people to do, and what I don't want people to think is the proper way to do it, is basically making up stories. Oh, I just started in this industry and I already have like a million in sales, and I have, you know, I earned 3 cars in 2 days. Guys, that does not work, okay? Do not fake it till you make it. You know what works? Being real. What works is being authentic. What works is showing up and sharing your story as you are walking it, okay? Now, the reason why I was brought up too is because I made a post earlier today where I said some bigger numbers, okay? But you have to understand that those bigger numbers came from me sharing my story authentically the entire way through. From start, from my very first live, me sharing authentically. You know, I am horrified about going live right now, but I'm going to do it. I shared authentically. I've shared every piece of my journey, and that is what I encourage you to do. Guys, you are not going to have those giant numbers right off the bat. You are not going to earn 3 cars in 2 days. Those are unicorn things that are mystical, magical. Guys, they don't exist, all right? What works in this industry and what is sustainable in this industry is when you come in and you are real and you are authentic and you show up consistently and you show up intentionally every single day and you share your journey along the way. When you show up and you say, hey, I'm just getting started with this, but here is where I am going, that's what gets people's attention. You don't need these big, giant, fanciful numbers. You don't need, oh, I've got millions in sales and I've got all of this stuff. If it's not what's real for you, what you need to do is share what is real for you. Share where you are in your journey. Share and be authentic. Because what is happening is every single person that is watching you is thinking in their head, can I do this too? Every prospect, every single person that is thinking, even halfway entertaining the notion of joining your team, they're thinking, can I do this too? That's their question. And if you're showing up with these fake it till you make it numbers, they're going to say, that's great for her, but I could never do that. Give me some praise hands in the comments if you're picking up what I'm putting down, guys. Stop showing up thinking that you need to have all of this success before you start talking about your business. What you need to do is start casting the vision. Start showing up and sharing where it is that you're going, what vision you have for yourself, for your family, for your kids, for your spouse, whatever. Start sharing where you're going and why what you have is the vehicle that's going to take you there. And show up and be real and authentic about it, you guys, and show up with the belief that what it is that you're doing is going to take you where you need to go. Guys, that belief is what is going to sell people on what it is that you're doing. That belief is what is going to get people that are going to want to do it with you. If you show up and you're like, well, you know, I just started this thing and we're gonna see how it goes. I don't know what's gonna really happen. We'll just see, I guess. Ew! Who the hell is gonna join that
person, not me. I wouldn't. But when you show up and you say, I just started this thing and I'm super excited about it because what I want to do is quit my 9-to-5. What I want to do is put my kids in private school. What I want to do is put groceries on the friggin' table. And this side hustle, this company, this vehicle is what is going to get me to do that. And when you say that with confidence and you say it with belief, those people that have those same dreams, they want to quit their 9-to-5. They want to put their kids in private school. They want to buy that car. They want to be able to take their family on vacation. They're going to want to do it with you because of your belief in what it is that you're doing and the fact that you're casting that vision of where you're going. You don't need big numbers to share. You don't need all this hoo-ha and success and blah, blah, blah. You don't need that to get started. What you need to get started is belief. Believe that what you have is what is going to take you to your vision, take you to your goal, take you to your dream. And then share that with people. It is your responsibility. If you believe that what you have is an actual gift, it is your responsibility to share it with people. If you know that what you have is a game changer, it can change lives, then it is your responsibility to share it with people. So that they can do the same thing and they can go to the same destination that you're trying to get your family to. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? If you are, drop an amen in the comments, okay? Stop waiting to have the success first. It ain't the way it works, okay? Share your story, be authentic, be real, share where you're going. The people that are joining me right now, guys, some of the people that are joining me right now have followed me since the start, since 4 years ago when I very first started in this industry. They've watched the progression. They've watched the journey. And because I've shown up and I've been real and I've been authentic and I've shared the hard days and I've shared the good days and I've shared the everything, they're like, you know what? If this teacher, if this broke-ass teacher from a cornfield can end up being a six-figure earner and you know, have a team that's doing seven figures in sales, you know, I could probably do that too. Okay? Show up, share yourself, share your journey authentically, and be real. Don't fake it till you make it. Don't do that bullshit. It don't work, all right? Be real, be authentic, share the journey, and cast the vision of where you're going. And the people that have that same vision, they're going to catch that spark. They're going to catch that fire, and they're going to want to go with you. Okay? Okay. I hope that this helped, guys. If it did, drop some hearts in the comments. If you got somebody that needs to hear this, share it out. Share it out to people. Tag them in the comments, whatever you got to do. But guys, I'm going to hop off of here. I'm cooking dinner at the moment. I really got to change the time of my lives, I think, because it's always right in the middle of when I'm trying to get dinner going. And then I burn things. And it's not good for anybody, especially not me or my belly. Guys, I love you. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I hope this was helpful. Bye-bye. Oh, damn, that was a good one. Thank you guys so much for listening. I absolutely appreciate it. I would love it if you subscribed and left me some feedback in a comment or a review. So, quick question. Do you want some free training to help you get super consistent and super intentional in your network marketing business? If you do, you need to check the show notes and connect with me in all the places. I'm talking Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Pinterest, all the hits, all the greats, because I give free training literally all the time, teaching you the things that have helped me become a top leader, a top recruiter, and I've helped my team do multiple seven figures in sales, and I would love to share that information with you. You can also connect with me at thatsocialmarketingchick.com and check out the resources there too. Guys, I hope this was helpful for you. I'll talk at you later. Bye!